Northern Districts booked their place in tomorrow's HRV Cup final, where they will play Otago, by beating Canterbury by just 3 runs in the preliminary final. The Wizards failed to score the 20 runs that they needed from the final 2 overs, as Chris Tremaine and Scott Krugeline delivered impressive final overs. Captain Peter Fulton was left on 88 not out of just 49 balls, as they finished short on 178-7. Fulton and Ronnie Hare, who hit 43 off 21 balls, had added 84 for the fourth wicket, after Tremaine had removed both openers cheaply. Kane Williamson had earlier proved that he has plenty to offer in 2020 cricket, hitting 79 out of 55 balls in the night's total of 181-4. Cape Cobras cemented their place at the top of South Africa's Ram Slam T20 Challenge table by thrashing Knights in Bloemfontein. Richard Levy smashed 113 off 61 balls and dominated an opening stand of 171 in 15 overs with Hashim Amla. Amla was finally dismissed late on for a hardly pedestrian 65 off 42 balls, as Cobras ended on an imposing 208-3. That proved more than enough, despite Knights opener Reeza Hendricks batting throughout his side's 20 overs. He finished on 64 off 50 balls, but the next best effort was Dylan Dupree's unbeaten 18, they finished well short on 128-8. Spinners Robin Peterson, Sunil Narine and JP Duminy each picked up 2 wickets, as did seamer Burhan Hendricks. An astonishing final over in Port Elizabeth meant the Dolphins could only tie against Warriors. Lundy Mabane conceded just 5 runs in the final over when 6 were needed by taking 4 wickets. He dismissed David Miller, Darren Smith, Robbie Freiling and Keshav Maharaj as Dolphins end on 152-9. Their captain Mornay van Wyk earlier topscored with 45 off 27 balls, while Cody Chetty and Vaughan van Jaarsveld both chipped in. Andrew Birch and Rusty Tyrone's spells of 2-for-22 and 2-for-26 also proved crucial to the final result. Warriors had earlier been held 152-7, as Freiling and Maharaj each struck twice, and Ashwell Prince topscored with 40 of 30 deliveries. And Lions' woes continued, this time with a 10-run defeat at the hands of Titans in Potchefstroom. Titans were good from the loss of 2 early wickets to post 158-9. Skipper Henry Davies and Graham Van Buren put on 72 for the 3rd wicket, making 36 and 55 respectively. Farhan Bahardeen then added a useful 26 ball, 34. Azam removed Chris Morris, Hardus Viljoen and Aaron Fangiso, each ending with a brace of wickets for Lions, then rather fell away in their run chase, finishing on 148-3. Quinton de Kock and Laurent Bowden put on 84 in 10 overs. Tidy bowling, including Mornay Morcombe conceding 14 runs from his 4 overs, restricted Lions, and they were defeated for the 4th time in a row. And all of the 3 remaining fixes in the penultimate round of Pakistan's President's Trophy ended in draws. No play was possible today in either Lahore, where Habib Bank drew with Zaya Tawakiti Bank, or Faisalabad, where Khan Rishit Laboratories drew with Water and Power Development Authority. Meanwhile, Port Kazim Authority took 3 points to first innings lead in Karachi, by bowling out Pakistan International Airlines for 449. Shehriar Ghani ended on 194, but Airlines fell 51 runs short. PQA then raced 394 for 6 to 59.4 overs of their 2nd innings. Shazib Hasan and Khalid Latif both blasted centuries, while Azim Kamal hit a more measured 75. Zimbabwe's domestic season will not resume as planned on Monday, as the standoff between the players and the cash-strapped board over non-payment of match fees continues. The strike began on the 15th of December, with Zimbabwe cricket hopeful of a loan of $3 million from the ICC to enable a resumption. The Pakistani all-rounder Yasir Arafat will rejoin Sussex as an overseas player for this summer's relaunched 2020 competition in England. Arafat is something of a T20 specialist and is currently representing Perth Scorchers in Australia's Big Bash League. 2014 will be his 4th spell with Sussex as an overseas player.